Street gangs are a fact of life. Dennis Hopper has just directed a film about gangs and cops in Los Angeles. It's called Colors. Guest film critic Michael Schrago has a review.
Sean Penn and Robert Duvall do their damnedest to make Colors work. But it would take a Penn and Teller magic act to lift it out of the ordinary. The stars are stuck playing the oldest roles in the book, the hot-headed young cop and the grizzled old vet. The movie is mediocre, but it's become a high-profile news item because of the violence erupting at several theaters showing it. And all this attention has helped turn it into a hit. Now, any movie that draws urban teens is bound to create a rowdy audience. So did the hateful concert film Eddie Murphy Raw. But unless you're already a gang member, the depiction of gangs in Colors doesn't go deep enough to rouse any passions. The movie makers are more interested in the cops, and they seem to think that we are too. When Penn and Duvall are assigned to be partners in a special division of the Los Angeles Police Department, the two cops struggle to work out their differences on the job. Here, Penn intimidates a criminal, and Duvall intimidates Penn.
So many handcuffs is too tight,
hey,
man.
Hey, let me do a little tap dance on your head? Shut up.
This freaking guy.
What's the matter?
I'm too old for your crap.
Well, I'm not gonna argue with that.
Oh, yeah? You think you can handle me? You think I'm over the hill? You want a friggin' piece of me?
Right now? Huh? You think you got the mark of corn?
You think I'm not friggin' crazy?
Go ahead, try me.
Try me, you jerk.
Hey, Hodges. Uncle Bob. I don't have any problem with you.
Oh, no? You got problems with the whole friggin' world, and I'm in it. And I don't like it.
In that scene, Duvall tries to draw a parallel between Penn, a cop who gets high on adrenaline, and the gangs who get high on crack. But the conflicts between the cops don't provide a base to support everything the movie makers want to say about gangs, about the loyalty they engender, or the danger they pose to the community, or the disillusionment they foster in the police. When you get right down to it, this is too much of a cop movie and not enough of a gang movie. Not a single gang member emerges as a fully realized character. Maybe that's one reason for the banal title song, which has lyrics like, "My color's my honor. My game ain't knowledge, my game is fear." That's the closest the movie comes to expressing what's inside the gang members' heads. At its best, Dennis Hopper's direction does convey the booby-trapped tension of the police and gangs facing off. During the drive-by shootings, when the gangs stage hit-and-run murders, the film captures, for at least a few frightening seconds, the arbitrariness of contemporary urban horror. Drugs and the gangs that distribute them have brought the havoc of the street into the home. When one gang sprays another gang's party with bullets, one of the party animals is too stoned out to care. Details like these pin down a milieu in which there is no sanctuary. But the movie's pace flags whenever the gang's cars speed away. Too often in Colors, the movie makers give up trying to explore anything except the cliched relationship of the two lead cops. In the final scene, Hopper tries to persuade us that the baton has passed from the street diplomat played by Duvall to the hothead played by Penn, as if to say that the good fight must go on. That's when this ostensibly hard-hitting movie shows what it's really about, the survival of the most powerful gang of all, the cops.
Michael Schrago is movie critic for the San Francisco Examiner.